Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome to another podcast where we look at things in the news and just vaguely talk about them. That's it, really. I mean, why overcomplicate the idea? Can you hear that high-pitched noise? Stay there. Okay, Google, turn off monitor 3. Okay, didn't stop the noise, did it? But that old monitor does make a meh noise every so often. So what we're doing, we are doing a podcast. We're doing a radio show very shortly. I will edit bits down into this podcast for your ear-based pleasure. So sit back, relax, enjoy, get drunk. That would really make some of this weak material really fly. And listen to a podcast that sounds like this. Anyway, welcome along to another radio show. On the list of stuff we're doing about today, The Smiths, but not the music. Although maybe we should play The Smiths, who knows. But someone with a surname of Smith, that's hardly narrowed it down, is in the news. Water bosses, that little section, there's nothing funny in that. I just want to remind you of how bad they are. Do you go to art galleries very often? No, neither do I. And I suppose we've got to do Valentine stuff, haven't we? We just have to. It's in the contract, we have to do it. So there's a story that we've been covering for a while, because it's the kind of stupid story that we do. Here it is. A man who spent £12,000 turning himself into a border collie. Do you remember those pictures? We've talked about this before. He now lets children pet him in public. All right. Red flag. No, come on. Red flag was number one. Why do you want to dress up like a dog? And why do you want to dress up like a dog that's really convincing? He spent 12 grand on a convincing thing. The last time we talked about him, apparently he wasn't happy because the other dog said he couldn't wag his tail. Not sure how they knew that's why the other dogs didn't like him, but obviously if he wasn't happy, he wouldn't be wagging his tail, so the whole point was moot. But this dude, he did this thing for a German TV station where he let children pet him. What's this TV show called? I don't know what the German for terrifying, mentally scarred children forever is. But whatever it is, I imagine there's one word for it in German, and that's what they've made. Aldi's in the news. I'm a big fan of Aldi. I did a voiceover for them a little while ago, actually, for their some sort of internal training video. So if you're a supplier of Aldi, you're welcome. Meanwhile, they've said there's an extension. They've got £550 million improving stores. Can I just say, please only improve one section of your store. The rest of it's fine, but the middle aisle. Come on, is there any way to make the middle aisle somehow longer than the store? You do the maths. Because that's the best one, isn't it? You're doing the boring shopping, and you think, I'll just take a walk down here. And the items that you see, from some sort of outdoor barbecue, welding set, some sort of high-tech security monitor, shorts for large people. You know, you go through the entire thing. I honestly think the kind of randomness of the products you get on the middle aisle in Aldi, it's like the old conveyor belt game in Generation Game. Next time you're shopping in an Aldi or a Lidl, walk down the middle, do a Brucey impression and, you know, knock yourself out, have fun. Valentine's Day, so we should do Valentine's news. Obviously, the newspapers are full of love-related nonsense today. Half of the nation has never bought flowers for their partner on Valentine's Day, according to the best survey I found. 3 out of 10 young blokes admitted shopping for romantic prezzies makes them uneasy. Of course it does. Of course it does, because it's an unfair game. It's a rigged system, isn't it? You don't know what's going to be impressing your partner, and they're not willing to tell you. This is the whole thing. It's the bait and switch. It's kind of, oh no, I don't really want anything. Okay, so you're not giving me any clues. I'll go out and get something. But you got to get the right thing. You don't want anything, but you don't want nothing. Do you know what I mean? No one does, and that's exactly the point. This is according to 11% say they don't like visiting a florist. Here's my advice to you. If you're starting a relationship, men, if you're starting a relationship, please lie to your girlfriend that you have the most severe and potentially fatal hay fever ever, and I've just solved you a lot of problems. You're welcome. Quick hit on this news story. Jada Pinkett Smith spotted two hooded men trying to break into a home and then saw them running away. She's talked about this in a podcast. Interesting, isn't it? If Jada Pinkett Smith spots two blokes in a hoodie running away from a home, she thinks it's a robbery. If Will Smith saw two blokes leaving Jada's house, different assumption, I think it's fair to say. I will admit, previously in my life, I thought it was okay to throw things out the car window if they were biodegradable, like an apple core or a banana skin maybe, right? I thought that. But we were younger. Back in the day before I started driving, people used to throw their cigarettes out. In fact, I think on this show I've talked about how weird it is to see people flick a cigarette out of their car window because the air brings it under your car. And if you see anything sparking under your car, it's weird, isn't it? But now there's a campaign telling drivers to stop throwing things like fruit peel, apple cores and the rest of it. Yes, it's biodegradable, but it attracts animals into the road. And I guess if it's a banana skin, they slip. This what this is about? You don't want badgers and foxes slip. It's embarrassing for them. They're red-faced. Obviously, the foxes are. And I think that's the end of that story. I want to talk about water bosses. People who own the water companies, you know what I mean? Fat cat water bosses who are found guilty of illegal sewage spills will face a bonus ban. Yay! Because previously, there was a story in the news about even though these companies were flushing it right into our rivers, the bosses were still going to get cream off the top and not actually, you know, not that kind of cream. Environment Secretary Steve Barclay below, that's in the newspaper. It's like I've never done this job before. Is set to block payouts by the chiefs of the firms who are polluting rivers. Good, yeah, because all I can say is, see how they enjoy a blockage. Another little bit of Valentine's news. It says in the paper, brave couples have stripped off to have their nipples pierced for Valentine's. And there's a picture of a couple getting there. That's the stupidest idea ever. Because if ever there's one day of the year where, what are you going to do? I know, let's go and do something that means they're too sore for me to go near. I've said too much, but you know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? Podcast just about done. The stories we didn't get to cover in the show. A philosopher had his brain frozen with a strict final wish to only thaw it out after 500 years. Brilliant. They saw you coming a mile off, mate, because how are you going to know that they don't? Obviously, if they thaw you out in 400, you could check a calendar and sue them. So they're going to put you in the bin. an over-the-counter medication can help restore lost hearing and protect from future, whatever it's called. Hang on, this university in Pittsburgh studied cellular damage in the inner ear and found that drugs that work as molecular sponges can trap excess zinc and restore hearing. This is almost like a newspaper column I should write. How great it is. Obviously, years ago, Viagra came along and that was like, yeah, can you get that over the counter? Yeah. But now there's drugs that can abate Alzheimer's disease. And Viagra is one of them, apparently. Drugs that can make you thinner. When I was growing up, I used to think, oh, I was a large kid. I used to think, if they invented a drug that would make you thinner, that'd be great. And then they did, and I'm just too cheap to buy it. So there's a lesson. And then, you know, drugs for hearing. Brilliant. And adults swerve art galleries because they consider them dull and posh. That story again. Adults are right about galleries. That's interesting news, isn't it? If you'd like to find out more news that we cover in tomorrow's show, subscribe to wherever you found this. Send me a tweet at Mr. Stephen Allen. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.